listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today's episode reveals the weight apostles carry, not just the spiritual authority given by God, but the suffering they must endure for the sake of the gospel. In a world obsessed with platforms and popularity, apostolic power comes with a price. Today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. "And he has said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in distresses, in persecutions, in difficulties, in behalf of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. As we continue our journey through the apostolic ministry, we come to a powerful and sobering reality. Apostolic authority doesn't come cheap. It isn't earned through talent or giftedness or ambition. It is granted by God and proven in the crucible of suffering. There's a dangerous trend in today's church culture that equates authority with visibility. We assume the most anointed people are the ones with the biggest platforms. But if that were true, Paul would have been irrelevant, forgotten, and disqualified by today's standards. He didn't live in comfort. He didn't enjoy applause. His life looked more like prison cells, shipwrecks, beatings, betrayals, and rejection. Yet it was Paul who said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." And that's the paradox of the apostolic ministry. The authority of an apostle is not rooted in human strength, but in surrendered weakness. It's in the scars, it's in the suffering, and it's in the resolve to press on, even when everything in hell is trying to shut you down. Now let me take you to the context of our key verse today in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul is explaining a heavenly encounter. He was caught up to the third heaven, heard inexpressible words, and experienced a glimpse of glory. But instead of letting that encounter inflate him with pride, Paul says that God gave him a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to keep him grounded. Now concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might leave me. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness." Now pause and hear this in the spirit. God didn't remove the thorn. He revealed his grace. He didn't grant Paul relief. He granted Paul revelation. That's authority. Not the power to avoid suffering, but the power to endure it and still walk in victory. And this reminds me, when Paul wrote to the church in Corinth in his final letter, he painted a vivid picture of what it meant to walk in apostolic authority. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 19 through 13, it says, "For I think God has exhibited us, the apostles, last of all as men condemned to death. We are fools on the account of Christ, but you are prudent in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. To this present hour, we are both hungry and thirsty, and are poorly clothed and roughly treated and homeless. We have become like the scum of the world, the dregs of all things, even until now." Can we just be honest here? That doesn't fit our modern framework. That doesn't sound like the influencer lifestyle. That doesn't look like the filtered, polished version of ministry that gets celebrated on social media. But this is what authority looks like in the kingdom. Downward mobility. Less of you and more of him. Decrease in status, increase in surrender. Now let's look at Paul's resume of suffering in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28, where he's defending his apostleship, not by bragging about his achievements, but by exploring his scars. Are they servants of Christ? I am speaking as if I'm insane. I'm more so in far more labors, in far more imprisonments, beaten times without number, often in danger of death. 5 times I received 39 lashes from Jews. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. I have been on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers. I have been in labor and hardship, through many sleepless nights, in hunger and thirst. But apart from such external things, there is the daily pressure on me of concern for all the churches. That is the life of a true apostle, and it's not glamorous. But Paul wasn't defeated, he was entrusted. Authority without suffering is shallow. Power without pressure is unsanctified. God gives true apostolic authority to those who have been crushed and yet still say yes. Now, what I want to focus on next is this. Apostolic authority is spiritual authority. Jesus gave his apostles authority not to dominate, but to demolish strongholds. Not to control people, but to confront demonic powers. In Luke chapter 9, verses 1 through 2, it says, "Now he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all the demons, and the power to heal diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to perform healing." Authority is not about control. It's about commissioning. It's not about being honored. It's about being sent into battle with a mandate to destroy the works of the devil. In addition, apostles carry governmental weight in the spirit. They are builders, fathers, and guardians of the gospel. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 8, Paul says, "For if I boast somewhat more about our authority, which the Lord gave for building you up and not for destroying you, I will not be put to shame." Did you catch that? Authority is for building, not breaking. True apostles build up churches, leaders, and doctrine. They don't use authority to elevate themselves. They use it to establish others. And this ties into why suffering matters. You can't build unless you've been broken. You can't carry spiritual weight unless your flesh has been crucified. That's why God allows his apostles to suffer, not to torment them, but to qualify them. He doesn't trust his authority to those that can't endure pressure. Now, let's shift to how Paul describes his ministry posture in Philippians chapter 1, verses 29 through 30. "For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer on his behalf, experiencing the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here to be in me." Suffering is not an interruption. It's part of the invitation. Paul tells the church that it's not just belief that they've been granted, it's suffering. Because suffering purifies the message. It burns away pride. It reveals motives. And it's through suffering that true apostolic authority is refined. So with that said, let me challenge you with this thought. Are you only walking in the kind of authority that keeps you safe? Or are you walking in the kind of authority that makes hell tremble? The kind that comes through crushing, the kind that isn't shaken by storms, because it was forged in them. Apostolic leaders today must understand this isn't a calling to be recognized. It's a calling to be crucified, not in bitterness, but in boldness, not in despair, but in delight. That's what Paul says in our key verse. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my weakness so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Now let's take a moment to review what we have discussed today. Apostles are entrusted with real authority, but it's proven in weakness. They walk in power, but it's made perfect through their trials. They are commissioned by Christ, but often rejected by people. They carry divine wisdom, but are mocked by the world. They shape the church, but are shaped in suffering. Now, before we wrap up, here's something to take with you. The apostolic church is not a church of comfort. It's a church of conquest. It doesn't rise on talent. It rises on truth, and it will only advance through men and women who are willing to walk the narrow road of both authority and affliction. So as you go about your week, consider this. Are you willing to walk in weakness so that the power of Christ may rest on you? Are you willing to be misunderstood, misrepresented, and mistreated if it means the gospel is advanced? Are you willing to lay your life down, not for applause, but for assignment? May this inspire you to walk boldly in your faith today, not just in the victories, but in the valleys as well. Not just in the authority, but in humility. Because true apostolic power is not about looking strong. It's about staying surrendered when everything in you wants to quit. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find the links to all of Awakened Bible Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.